So min reishayin vav, nalachas of ner shehilik ein Yehudi b'shabbos, sif aleph and beis, and at least the askola, hopefully, shin zayin tefei. The machaber paskins, ein Yehudi shehilik is a ner b'shabbos Yisrael, aser lakol, afilu mishal Yehudik b'shvila. That a guy that lights a candle, and the Mishnah Berurah points out that the same thing applies for any malacha d'araisa, is aser for everybody to be nana from it. There's a difference between a daraisa and a darabonon. By a daraisa, if a guy does a daraisa for a yid, then it's aser for everybody to be nana from it. And if he does a darabonon, then it's only aser for the person that was done for. And we'll see the bnei abayis, anybody else that's included in the bala abayis. And for everybody else that's mutter to use on Shabbos, if only iser darabonon was done. The Bir Halacha points out that with regard to lighting a candle, that which is aser is Hainu Lasis Lefnei Aner, Davash Lehoyach Lasis Blei Ner. Like we'll see in Siv Dalet, if you already had a little bit of light in there, and you were able to read, but just you had to squint, it was a little bit difficult, and now you lit another Ner, it's not a problem, you let it enjoy the Ner, because you were able to do the activity that you're doing now, even beforehand. However, if you were not able to read, and now he lit the candle, he turned on the light, and you're able to read, you're not allowed to be Nana. Now he continues, he says, Ulilmoid Oilechol Bifnei Aner, Gamkin Bechal Zela Isser. To learn or to eat, Gamkin Bechal Zela Isser. Now learning, we understand. You could either read or you can't read. If you couldn't read and now you could read, terrific. But the with regard to eating, you could eat even if you don't have any light. There's no problem with Be'etem. As a matter of fact, most people, I was just by Irisin, who about a week and a half ago, and the lights went off in the middle. And everybody went diving for the food. There was no... Since you were happier to eat with, it wasn't exactly like that, but somewhere the lights went back on, somebody said, oh, I was able to eat, and now when the lights are off, there's more of an ichusa to eat to a certain extent when the lights are off than when the lights are back on, when the lights are on, even. So why is that mafriya? The truth is, we look at the Rivash, he's going on the Bala Itter that says that your light, a light that's turned on for a tzarech for Shabbos is mutter, if it's a tzarech for a mitzvah. And he says, Rav Asher says, it says, brings down the Ramban, who's Chalik, he quotes him over here, and he says, there's Madrig in the Mishnah like that. The Mishnah says that a goy that lights an air for a yid is not allowed to be nene. Some b'chalik is for a suda, not for a suda. Mashma, that as long as for a suda, if it was done for a suda, it's still us. So I saw Mishmir Shabbos Yochas, one of the artists, he's murder, he says that the Chur, Kenzan is the difference between a suda and eating a fruit. Eating a fruit you can do even if it's dark. As opposed to suda, in a chan, cutting the chicken and getting the rice onto the spoon and these things like that, that's a little bit more difficult. But eating a candy bar or something like that, in a chanami you're able to do beforehand. A fruit, he says, that doesn't have to be checked for bugs. Something like that, take a drink. These things you're able to do beforehand, therefore it's not considered anna. And lechol pashas means a suda. Yesh rak lehoisif, that pashas bizmanenu, 98% of the time I would say, there is light coming in from somewhere else into the house. Either from a different room, or from the bathroom, or from outside, or from... You always have a little bit of light. You'd be able to see what you're doing. At least, maybe you can't tell exactly how many pieces of rice you have in your fork, and exactly the piece of chicken, 100%. But most of the things, the whole part is for sure, for candy bars and apples and things like that, that's for sure, you're able to do that beforehand, you're able to see a little bit, unless you live in a Yechidat Diyor, which is underground, and there's no wall, there's no lights, and there's no... Nothing. You didn't leave any lights on. There's no windows. But pashtus, you have some light which is coming in. For sure, there's no reason to be machmer about such a case and not to eat. Even though it's much more gishmak now that you'll be able to eat, you have much more light. That's not considered hana since you were able to do it beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah points out, "Ein chilek b'zem in katzav leischar alei katzav oishasov ba'kablonos ebeschirius dehoy leisur anena mimalacha atzma b'shabbos as b'cholinim." This is. Even if the guy has been paid $100 for the whole year to come in every single day to light candles for you, it doesn't make a difference. We don't say that he's doing it a daita denafshei, since he's doing it in your house. Now, there is it's very common to find a Shabbos guy in different communities. We'll see that the Shabbos guy, for various different reasons, is probably worse off than the standard guy. So, if you have a choice of a Shabbos guy or not a Shabbos guy, the question is you always opt for the not the Shabbos guy. But the Shabbos guy in many places, they have a minig that the Shabbos guy gets money for every activity of Chilul Shabbos that he does. Either he asks for it on Shabbos and he's not going to let you do it if you don't give it to him, you don't show him the money. Or it comes back after Shabbos, where I live, he comes back after Shabbos, goes around to all different places, 20 shekel. Anytime that you took him to the house, no matter what, 20 shekel. Now, the pashas, the reason why they do this is also maybe to get the guy to do it. But one of the reasons is, even if the guy is passing by and it takes him 10 seconds, he still gets the 20 shekel. And one of the reasons is because that way the guy is doing it, the doctor's an afshe. He's doing it for himself to get the 20 shekel. And therefore, lechera, there's no problem to do it. Not only that, we saw the Karmen Asano wants to be medayikdis in the rush. The Karmen Asano says from the rush, that to feed somebody, a guy is not to give the animal food that he cut off the ground. He's not allowed to give it to the yid to feed his animal. However, the guy himself is allowed to feed the yid's animal. We pass like this halacha, Shulcha Feisuf Yud Gimel. The shayla is why? What's the difference? So, common time are given, and the Karmen Asano is not happy with them. We'll see a little later on, Mirzim Shulcha Fei. And he says, Kenzan, the reason is because by Kibur and Ner, when you're feeding by Kibur and Ner, you're hoping that you're going to get paid. When you light a candle, you're not hoping you're going to get paid. When you feed the yid's animal, you're hoping that you're going to get paid, and therefore that's considered a daita de nafshe. And the mela mikan yishmach for those people, for the Shabbos guys, that they pay them 20 shekel, says the Karmen Asano, for every act of Chilul Shabbos that they do. It's always considered a daita de nafshe, and that's why it's mutar. The Bir Halacha brings down the Karmen Asano, and he says, we don't pass them like this halacha. Mavur and the Ramah, we don't pass them like this halacha. The Ramah says that even if the guy is getting paid for every time that he turns on the candle, every time he lights the candle, it's still awesome. Why is it Aser? There's two reasons why it's Aser. And we'll see, there could be that there's many more reasons why it's Aser. We have to work out all the possible reasons why it's Aser, why it's not Aser. In every case where it's not Aser, why it's not Aser. The two reasons that are mentioned here. First reason is that the Yid is being Nene from the light which is being generated by the Maisa. The goof of the Yid is being Nene from that which the guy did. And Mamela, that's a problem, even if it's done, even if it's getting paid, because we don't say, like Taisa says in Kofav Beis, we saw in Taisa says, we don't say a daita de nafshe when he's giving hanot to the guf of the yin. That's the first thing. The second thing is that there's still a problem. Anytime that it's done, the kablanis is done, he's being paid to do an act in the yid's house, it's much more common than he's being paid if it's out of the yid's house. And when it's in the yid's house, then there's always a pshash that people are going to say that he's doing it b'shlichus of the yid. There's always a problem of maritime. Therefore, even if he's getting paid to do it, and theoretically it could be that he's a daita de nafshe, nevertheless, it's still going to be a problem because anybody seeing turning on the lights in the yid's house is going to say that he's doing it b'shlichus of the yid. Therefore, it's a problem. And that's how the Maisa, the Mishabura passes the Halacha, the Be'alacha passes the Halacha, and he says, come on before, she brings Raya from the Shrein and Pashkus to death. There is one thing that we just have to work out, and that is the Raya of the Korban Nisano. The Korban Nisano says, how come he brings a Raya, the Be'alacha brings down the Raya of the Korban Nisano? But it only brings down half of the Raya. The Korban Nisano says, how come when you feed the Yid's animal, the guy feeds the Yid's animal, it's Mutter? Vice says, the reason is, I, the Korban, is being Mahanim, and we say that it's Mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, there's no Raya from there, Bechlal. Mishum de'ene Yisrael oisa shum pula bazeh. The Gamar Yasmi de Be'erosh in a Raya Klal. The Rosh le'kama rakteh me'ene Yehudi yehechol me'atman evin Yisrael in Tzarek Yisrael limchez biyodim. Mishum de'ene Yisrael oisa shum pula bazeh. In the case where the guy is doing it, you don't have to be ma'icha. That's all that the Rosh said. And therefore, he's not doing any ma'icha b'chal. In such a case, Kinnir is understanding, he's not being nene at all from it. The yid is not being nene. That's really what he says in Shin Chafei. The yid is not being nene at all from this ma'icha. And therefore, it's different than the case where you're lighting a candle for somebody. That even if you're going to get paid, where the yid is being nene mamish from this ma'icha, we don't reckon with the fact that the guy is getting paid for it. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Karmen Asano there, and in the Simchaim, in the Shin Lamadan, Beis Hashem will see, says the same thing, he brings it right. He says, according to you, if the Mishnah says that if a guy drew water for the Yid, then it's Aser. Now, according to what we're saying, if he should be able to draw the water for the Yid and feed the Yid's animal. The only time it can be Aser, according to this, is that in a case where he gives it to the Yid, and the Yid gives it to his animal. But if he draws the water and gives it straight to the animal, the chayr should be mutter. And the chayr, the same as the mission, is that it's also. We'll have to see in Shema Medalas what we're going to do with that. Bezer Hashem. But either way, lemaisa, Allah lemaisa, and this is sort of problematic for many different things. This we just took down, the Karmen Asano's heter would have been a great heter. Because anytime that the yid is getting paid, the chayr, we say to that, it's an afshe. But lemaisa, Mishabur Paskins, and he says there are more Paskins that way, and that's Pashas the way, and the Rishain was doing it that way, that it's Aser, lemaisa, it's Aser. Even if he's getting paid, if it's in the Yid's house, it's problematic. The Machaber continues and he says, "Avam hiliku litzarka litzarachila Yisrael afilu imei sakano hago litzarach ketanim." Then it's mutlach Yisrael. Once the guy had a heter to light the candle, to do the malacha, then he is allowed to be nana from it afterwards. In an eifel, when there's no chash that he's going to be marbe b'shvilei. So turning on the light is ner lecha ner lemeya. There's no chash that he's going to do more malacha for other yidin, since he's doing it for the chayla, which has a heter. Therefore, there's no reason why anybody else cannot be nana from it. Now, this din of a chayla shem reisakana is the halacha is lechatchila. You're allowed to ask. It's not just when the guy does it for a chayla shem reisakana. When there's a person a chayla shem reisakana. Chayla shem reisakana is one of two things. Either it's chayla kol gufay, that he feels shvach, his entire body feels shvach, or he's nafal mishkav, that he's in so much pain, he has such a racking headache, he has a migraine headache, that he has to lie down. He can't, even though he's not sick, he's not a sakana, he doesn't have to go to the hospital. But his dad has his, he's such a bad headache that he has to, he's got to go to bed. So in these cases, you're allowed to lechatchila, the Gemara says, you're allowed to ask a guy to do malachas, not just when he does it, like the mashmoyis of the mishmarovi of the machaber here. You're even allowed to ask the guy to, for a chodesh em besakana to do malachas. Memela, that means that anything, if you want to turn on the lights for him to be able to see what he needs, or to turn off the lights so that he'd be able to go to sleep, or to send the guy to buy medicine. Even you're allowed to ask him to do daraisas. Let us the guy to do daraisas. He needs medicine. The chodesh em besakana. He has a migraine headache and his mamash, his head hurts very much and his nose. Call the guy, tell him to drive to the drugstore and buy the stuff. It's not a problem. Zachar, there's a. You're allowed to ask him to do the raises. Now, does the zaken, does an older person have a din of chayla shem b'sakana or not? Many people, older people, they have an aide that lives with them the entire time. The aide is a shiksa, or shegetz, depending on, usually, man or woman. And they have, it's very convenient, as the one time that I can recall, once or twice, one time in. No, I think maybe twice we used. But one time that many years ago, I needed to use a Shabbos guy. I asked Rav what to do, and he told me to call a Shabbos guy. I went to the old age home, and there was a Shabbos guy there that lived with somebody else. He was an aide for somebody, and we got him to come. L'chura, if a person lives with an elderly man or woman, if he has a din of a zakin, then he's allowed to do whatever he wants for him. If he has a din of a chayla, shem b'sakana, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. The problem is we never really found that an older person has a din of a chayla shem b'sakana. And there's many elderly people that are not chayla shem b'sakana. They need somebody to help them out. They need somebody, but they don't have a din of a chayla shem b'sakana. It might be hard for them to walk. It might be hard for them to make a coffee by themselves. And I saw that the Aruch HaShabbos Tanka brings down from Abba Yashiv. He says that Abba Yashiv says that Akol Afinian. You can't give it. There's no. We don't find anywhere in the Rishonim that we find by Ketanim. We don't find by Zkenim that they have a din of a Chodesh Yemei Sakano, a Memeila, a Kolafin, and depending on what the matzav of the person is. Definitely there are, for sure, in any old age home, there's many people that have a din of a Chodesh Yemei Sakano. However, to give a blanket rule that anybody over the age of 70, 80, 90, whatever it is, has a din of a Chodesh Yemei Sakano, certainly you can't do that. That being the case, you cannot ask if she wants a coffee, she can't ask the Veita to make a coffee for her. So it was one of the questions on the page. Can you ask him, hey, is there anything that she can't do? You can't ask him to make a coffee, and you can't ask him, depending on what the situation is. If she really needs the coffee, whatever it is, she's not feeling well, and this is what make her feel better, then you could. However, stam tzrochim of a zakin does not fall into the gather of a chayla shem b'sakana, unless they're taka such a massive, the taka very shvach, and they can't, and they need this ukedema, then we would don them up. You would have to ask her up before Shabbos for such a person, and once you have the gather, then you go, either everything will be mutter, everything will be off. But obviously, if something happens over Shabbos, then they have a different. What's that? Yes, could very well be. We'll see what Mikzas Chayli Shin Zayin, Bezer Hashem. Mikzas Chayli Lav Dafka means that it's a lesser dark, it just means that it's more focused, more centralized, more in one specific spot as opposed to be a Chayli Kogufayim. We'll have to get to that. Bezer Hashem. With regard to Ketanim, the Mechaber, the Ramah says that they have a Dino Chayli Shem B'Sakana. Now, what does it mean that they have a chayla shem b'sakana? You can't find the kid's socks. So you let ask a guy to turn on the light? Because you can't find the socks? Because it's served for a katan? Certainly not. So where do we draw the line? What does it mean a chayla? The tzrochim of a chayla have a din of a katan have a din of chayla shem b'sakana. So it's not clear exactly where we draw the line. L'maisa, the Mishnah Brura says, Hainum tzichim harbe. If they need it, it's a big tzrich for the child. And he quotes on the bottom, the grain says this, and also Mati Yehuda. Look at the Matthew Yudin Tzayr, who's Matthew on the brought down the Lashon on the Marmar Kamen. The Matthew Yudin says that really the Makor for this is not clear b'chlal that a Katan should have a din of a Chodesh Mitzakana. We find with regard to certain things, with regard to cold, that they're very sensitive, that they have a din of a Chodesh Mitzakana. But Stam Tzrochim, that they have a din of a Chodesh Mitzakana, is not clear. However, he says, certain cases, he says, if it's very dark and the child is scared, and certainly the child could be is mitzdar, v'yib keharve, then in a hanami you're allowed to ask the guy to turn on the light. That is a common occurrence, that electricity goes out at night. It's the general electricity of the house, electricity of the shchuna. Certainly if it's the shchuna, it's even, then it's certainly very scary because there's no light coming in from the windows, b'chal. So it's pitch black, and kids get very, very scared. In such a case, absolutely, you'd be able to ask a guy to turn on the light. It could be l'chero, medam melso l'melso. It has to be in such a case where it's going to be yitzar of yibka harbi, not just yibka harbi. Kids could throw a tantrum about anything. But mitzar, even if they don't get their third lollipop. But that's not a, but it has to be a mitzar. It has to be a case where he's mamish, either there's a pachad here, or he's not feeling well, or he's not, there is some, the standard child needs less than a regular person. And things that by an adult don't have a din v'chol yishem v'sakana, by a child will have a din v'chol yishem v'sakana. But it doesn't mean just because he wants, he can't see where his socks are or kodema, that he has a, if he doesn't have food and you have to, he's not eating anything, he has to ask the guy to with regard to an adult, unless it's a sakana, we would say that you don't want to eat your green beans, so then better. Too bad. But with regard to a kid, he's not eating anything. In a chlami, you could ask a guy to cook something for the katan if he's not eating anything else. Exactly what age, if a guy, if he doesn't like his green beans either, he's 12 years old and he's making machal, I don't like chicken, I don't like green beans, I don't like rice. Awesome or not. But for a child who doesn't have the yichelis to a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, whatever, we're talking something that doesn't have, and they're not eating. What's that? Not a pachad of a sakana. Not a pachad that it's mamash a sakana that we're going to turn the. It could be that he's going to. If it's mamash in a matzah that he's already in a sakana, that there's, he's locked in the room, then. If he's not scared now, then it's not so pasha, they're going to be able to. If his mamash is going to be a pachad, if he's mamash in a matzah where it's ishlai and also, if his parents are holding him, it's not so pasha that it's such a case that it's like a sakana sefasha that we matter to do. Any mechush by a katan would have a din v'chadash of a sakana? A mechush by a katan. It's also, it's hard to give an exact together because his nose is running doesn't mean that that's these things, ukadema. You want to know if you can open the band-aid, maybe. Give an exact together needs a little more dry skin and these things, rashes and other things that by adults wouldn't have the din, they would buy children, they would have a din. Children that has a rash, a diaper rash, or some other type of rash, or very dry skin, and things like that. These things, in a chanami, the pashas would have a din, you would be able to make them, in these cases. Have a guy put on shmir on, that's better than you doing it yourself, if you don't know what you're doing. Have a guy shmir on cream and things like that, that wouldn't be a problem. There's a rash, who could din? The mechaber continues, and he says, there's a machlekes rishonim with regard to madura, whether or not it has the same din as with regard to a ner. Does madura have the same din as ner? Do we say that lamaisa, just like by one ner, ner lecha ner lemeo, and so too by madura, madura echas, madura lemeo? Or do we say, no, lemaisa, a madura, you need more heat to be generated to be able to warm people up that are around it, and therefore there's more of a chash that the guy is going to do more malacha for the inn, and therefore it's us. Is it a machlekes in matiyas? The pashas is not a machlekes in matiyas. The pashas is somewhere in between. It's not exactly like ner, because lemaisa, one ner, you're able to see, if you have one ner in the room, it'll be a little bit difficult the further away that you are, but you're able to make out everybody will be able to see for the most part. However, with regard to being warmed up by a bonfire, only the people that are right around it are going to be warmed up. If it's very cold, the mice will be something that the people in the back will get, but it certainly won't be to the same extent. And it's the mice, it's not, it doesn't do the same thing. It's not the mice as effective as the one there for everybody. But certainly it's not like a case of heating up hot water for cups of coffee that you have to, for each person needs a new cup of coffee. And you can't just heat up one coffee for everybody, one cup for everybody. It's somewhere in between. The Shaila is, how are we medamet? Is a mamish like ner echon, like the Beis Yisrael wants to be mitzadet in those shitas, or no, somewhere in between. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, in a case where somebody heated up the Beis HaChorev, where you heat it up inside the Tanur, it sounds like there's no possibility to be marred b'shvil Yisrael. In the case where it's inside of the Tanur and you're heating up the logs that are inside the fireplace, then there's no chash of ribu b'shirim in the Tanur at least, and therefore it's not a problem. You're allowed to be nene in the Beis HaChorev, which would practically, that translates into that if the guy turns on the air conditioner for themselves, or the guy turns on the heater for themselves in the room, there's no problem to go into the room, because they're not doing anything else for you, and there's no marv b'shvili b'shvili. 150 people pack inside, you want to know if he's going to put it up to another, he's going to put down or up, depending on cold or hot, whatever. But the pashtus, for any time that at least even a few people walk into the room, it's not a problem, he's not going to do anything, it's ner le'echa, ner le'meyo, and therefore there's no problem. The Bir Halacha brings down an interesting Halach over here. It's not clear exactly what the cost of El Yerava. Any Yehudi Shiratz L'Sak in Eretz Yisrael. V'nichbe b'yodei v'chazav edlike nearly the motor zevik mo l'tzarka kim sh'nichbe b'yodei. The El Yerava is mechadish that a case where a guy wanted to fix the ner. They had candles, and what happened often on the top of the wick was that there were a little ball developed on the top of the wick, and you see it sometimes on the Chanukah licht, that it happens after a while depending on what type of wicks you use. And the fire starts going down because of that ball. It's not such a geshmaka fire. What you have to do is you have to flick off the top, that little ball, and it goes back to itself. Now the guy was trying to flick off the top, and he flicked out the whole light. The whole thing went off. So he wants to relight it. So now he's relighting it. L'chera, he's relighting it in the Yid's house. It should be also to be an edit from it. Says the El Yerava, no. And the Bir Halacha brings it down Halacha L'mayis. Says the El Yerava, no. He's doing the tzarka. He put it out, therefore he is relighting it. And therefore he's doing it because he put it out. That's why he's relighting it. He's not doing it for the Yid. The Mashmois sort of sounds like that he feels bad that he put it out. Lo neim lo that he put it out. And therefore he's trying to rectify the situation. If we will see in Rosh Hashem instead of Dalet, the Bir Halacha brings down this same Halacha with regard to a similar case. And he says, once again, he quotes Dalai Rama. He says the case was that the guy wanted to add oil to the lamp. Now the way they used to add the oil in those days was they had to first put out the fire, then add the oil, and then relight it. So he says in such a case where the guy wanted to add the oil, so he put out the fire to add oil. If he adds oil to the fire, like we'll see in Tzavdal, it's not a problem. You're allowed to be nana from it. Once, if you add oil there beforehand and he's adding in more oil, it's not a problem. So what happened over here was to add the oil, he has to first put out the fire, then he adds the oil, and then he turns on the fire. So this is Mishnah Berurah L'Chorah. Once he does that, it's ready also. He's doing it for the year. He says no. Up you the El Yerava, maybe it's mutter. Because the El Yerava says that if you put out the fire and then you relight it, so then L'chara, he's doing it for himself, he's not doing it for the Yid. And therefore over here it's also mutter. The question is that the same case? He feels lo na'im that he put it out? He doesn't feel lo na'im. He's doing it because he wants to help out the Yid. In this case, it's not so. Where's the nafkamino? L'chara is a very big nafkamino. Halach l'maisa. And a very common case. A guy comes into the house, you're in the house, and the guy leaves the room, whatever room the guy is in, and he flicks off the light. Kitzur, can you scream at him? Why'd you turn off the light? And then as soon as you say, why'd you turn off the light, he's going to feel bad and turn on the light. Is that mutter? Is that also? It says the Shemir HaShabbos Kachasa, you're not allowed to tell him that. You're not allowed to say, why'd you turn off the light? Because that's like a tzivui. That's a remez b'loshen tzivui to once again turn on the light. Now, l'chor, it's even more than that. It's not just, in other words, even though over here maybe he's doing it for himself, but you're not allowed to be meramistim to do that. You're not allowed to tell him in a blush of tzivui to do it. If the guy does it himself, the seder. But to go ahead and tell him to do it, that you can't do. Not only that, l'chari could be mitzadid, that this case where he turned off the light, why did he turn off the light in the room? He thought he was helping you. He didn't do it. He doesn't feel bad in this case. He thought that he's helping the Yid. He left the room. He doesn't want to spend electricity, so he turned off the light. The guy goes ahead, the Yid goes ahead and says, why'd you turn off the light? So he goes to turn it on for the Yid. He's turning it on because he feels bad. Now he feels bad because he screamed at him, so now he's going to turn it on because he feels bad, or he's turning it on because he doesn't feel bad. I did something to help you out. You don't want it on. You want it off. I'll turn it on for you. The pashas is that it should be us for another reason. Interestingly enough, the Aruch HaShabbos is Mekel. The Aruch HaShabbos says you're allowed to say it. Not only are you allowed to be nene if he does it, turns it back on, you're even allowed to say, why'd you turn it off? And there, it's not a problem if he is going to turn it back on. And he says, even though it's a remez b'derech tzivui, but he says, over here, all you're trying to do is be ma'ur him to misakin the mistake that he did. So it's kibbutz that the guy is doing it for himself. You're being ma'ur the guy to do it for himself. Bekitzer. You're telling him it's kedai to do it for yourself. You're being maramis to him that you made a mistake, and mamela he should fix it himself. And mamela, in such a case, he wants to be mitzadid that it is mutter. Now the chayra, it's a little bit schwer to say that in this case. Depending, maybe we'll see, we'll have to wait for Sevdalet a little bit, but the chur, the pashtus is, that in this case, the guy is not doing it for the, he's not doing it to be misak in his toys. He's not doing it to, he's doing it because he wants it, for, besides the fact that it's a big chiddush over here, that he let him be Muhammad to do it. So the rabbi just says, if he did, he's being mechadish that you're allowed to tell him. But even without that, the chur, he's doing it for the yid, the pashtus is he's doing it for the yid, he's not doing it for his own toys. Another similar case, and here the Archa Shabbos is Daka Machmir, is what happens if you tell the guy to turn on before Shabbos, you tell the guy, by the way, I want you to turn on the room, the lights, in the kitchen, and in the second bedroom, and in the bathroom. Peseder, he forgot. Or he only did two, and he forgot to put on the kitchen. And comes Shabbos, and he walks into the kitchen, he's like, ooh, I didn't turn on the light. So he wants to turn on the light. There, obviously he's turning on the light, for the yid, so the yid should have light. But why is he turning on the light? He's turning the light for the yid that has light because that's what he wants to do now, or because the yid was mitzvah before Shabbos and he forgot. So in this case, it's lechur only being misak in his toys. He's not doing it for the yid. He's doing it because he felt bad, and therefore, since he felt bad, he wants to be misak in his issue, his chesaron. In this case, says Archa Shabbos, that would be aser. And he wants to bring a raya. The Magen Avraham says in Siman Tavkuf Tezvav that if you made up with a guy to bring fruit from somewhere outside of Tchum, wherever it was before Yantif, and the guy didn't come on Yantif, says the Magen Avraham, didn't come before Yantif, he wasn't able to bring it to you before Yantif, and he brought it on Yantif. Whereas the Magen Avraham over there, maybe you don't have to wait for Chdei Shiyas after Yantif. Maybe you should move it right away. Says the Orcha Shabbos, he's only clearing it again after Shabbos, after Yantif. How about on Yantif itself? Mashmah, it's question that on Yantif itself, it's going to be Aser. The guy did it for himself. He messed up. He didn't bring it before Yantif. And now he brought in Yantif before he's only going to be Misak in his toys. So he says, Vice toys, that's not considered coming to be Misak in your toys. Once he's coming to bring it on Yantif for the Yid, he's doing it for the Yid, not to Misak in his toys. Now, Gam Yish Lodin Bechur on the Raya, because Pukhazi, my Amadabar, Bismaninu. You order something from a place and they tell you it's going to be there between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you make sure that you're home between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Ain't call of 5 o'clock in the afternoon, ain't call. 6 o'clock, either they show up or they tell you we couldn't come today, come tomorrow between 1 and 7. And you hope that sometime between 1 and 7 the next day they come, and 9:30 the next night they come up, they're there on time. What's going on? We weren't able to come. Whenever there was traffic, whenever it was, we weren't able to come. They don't feel bad. I don't know if anybody ever ordered anything. It happens every, maybe in different countries, different things. It could be. There's certain, you know, you take Amazon Prime, they can be there in 2 days. Fine. But in many places, they're not mitnatzel b'chlal. So if you made up for the guy to bring something to you from before Shabbos and wasn't able to get there before Shabbos, it's not like just flicking on a light that he felt foolish that he forgot to flick on the light. That he made a choice, he wasn't forgot. Here, he got stuck in traffic, there was no food to be gotten. Look at that, there could be 150 different reasons why. So certainly, if he brought it to you on Shabbos, he's bringing it for the yid, he's not coming to be stuck in his toys. He wasn't able to get there before Shabbos, he's bringing it on Shabbos. But not because he's coming to be stuck in his toys, as opposed to a guy that feels foolish because the yid told him to do it before Shabbos and he forgot, there's a big task, you make him. Now, in a case where you told the guy, if you forget to do it before Shabbos, don't do it on Shabbos, and then he does it on Shabbos, then you could be nene, says Archa Shabbos. Then he would be able to be nene, because then he's doing it, he's doing it for himself. He feels stupid. I told you not to do it. Don't do it for me. For me, if you don't do it before Shabbos, don't do it. Unless there's going to be a chashash of haromo, which we'll see all the cases of haromo. So Kumdai said, with regard to asking a guy to do it, it's papashtus when the guy, in a case where a guy feels foolish that he put out the light, he did a reflex action, he turned off the light when and he turns it back on. So he wasn't supposed to turn off the light, and he knew he wasn't supposed to, when he reflexed, he turned it off, and he's going to turn it back on, that's peseder. But in a case where only because you're going to scream at him to tell him to do it, why'd you do that, That's not so pasha b'chlal. So Shmir Shabbos Kosi, Shmir Shabbos Kosi answers it. Dorcha Shabbos is mitzadeh that should be mutter. And forgetting before Shabbos, if you told him not to relight it, not to, if you forget before Shabbos, don't turn it on, then you wouldn't be able to inan if you turn it on Shabbos. And if you tell him, and if you didn't tell him that, and he turns it on Shabbos, then could very well be that he turned it on for you, and you should not be nana from that light. Now, with regard to leaving your house, if a guy makes turns on the light in your house on Shabbos, so there's a bunch of different kolam with regard to this halacha. The first halacha is, if a guy comes and turns on the light in your house, we have the Yerushalmi that says you do not have to leave your house. You're not allowed to be nana from the light. However, there are, like the Bar brings down, at the end of Sif Aleph, you're allowed to be nana, but you're not allowed to be mishtamish with it. That means that you're not allowed to read something that you couldn't read beforehand, but you're allowed to enjoy your company. Ukadema. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, the shayla is, you have to turn your head away from the light. So Mishnah Berurah says from the Magen Avraham it's only this chassidus. However, from the Rashi, he brings it afterwards from the Rashi, it's mashma that meikar, then you have to turn away your head. Now it's not clear, how does he pass in halacha l'maisa? Do you have to? Is it meaningless chassidus? Is it meikar then? I saw the Shmir Shabbos Kachasi, he's mitzayin this Mishnah Berurah, and he says it's only meaningless chassidus. He doesn't have rechem with the fact that he quotes the Rashi afterwards. B'chor pashit is ma'neinu, where we have light. It's not going to help you to turn away your head from the light. Pashit that you don't, there's no meaningless chassidus even, to turn you away. And because you're not gaining anything, unless you're showing, but you have the same amount of hana. Unless it's a mamish, a tiny little light, a night light or something like that, and if you turn the other way, then maybe. But a standard light, l'cher v'pashtas, certainly you could be saying with that, it's not mikradit. That's if a guy goes ahead and turns it on, you don't have to leave the house, or if it's in a room, you don't have to leave the room when the guy turns on the light for you. Now, if you were meicha in the guy, and the guy didn't listen, we'll see later on in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah goes like the Bach says, that in such a case, you're allowed to be nene. The guy says, let me turn on the light for you, and you say, please don't turn on the light. And he flicks on the light for you. You're allowed to be nene from it. Why? It's not clear. I, the Maisa, did a malacha for you. Aruch HaShem was to me on the Magen Avraham. We'll see, that's later, we'll see, as Hashem and Tzavdan. If you're meichen, you're allowed to be nene from it. Now, obviously, you can't say, wink, wink, I'm not allowed, I have to be meichen, right? And then the guy is going to chaf that really don't want to be meichen, he's going to turn a light for you. That will see, harama does not matter. However, if you're a meichen, then you're allowed to be nene. Now, let's say you're a mitzvah of the guy. You told the guy to turn on the light. In such a case, says Mishnah Berurah from the Prima Gadim, then you have to leave the house. And we have a fourth case. So if you're a mitzvah of the guy, please turn on the light. And the guy turns on the light, leave the house, leave the room, leave the house. If the guy does it without you being mitzavim, then the law says you don't have to leave your house, but you're not allowed to be nene. If you were moiche when he wanted to do it, then you're even allowed to be nene. What happens if you see the guy about to turn on the light and you keep your mouth shut, smiling inside? You should be moiche and you're not moiche. What's the law in such a case? Do you have to leave your house or not? So Shmir Shabbos Kachos says in such a case, you don't have to leave your house. That's not a tzivui. Even though you should have been meicha, and you have a chiyav macha, that's not considered a tzivui, and there's no knas there that you have to leave your house. And in the chaboy lechidusha, the prima gadol chiddush, you have to leave your house mamish, that's dafka by a tzivui mamish, and if you were meicha, you just weren't meicha, certainly you're not allowed to be mishtamish, but you do not have to leave the house in such a case. What then? My Havelin Mevad is only Bidiyevad, it's also Lechatkhila. He meant Lechatkhila, my Havelin Mevad. Such a case.
What does he do with
the Bangi? That? So, okay, we're going to have to get to Bechlal. That's that also doesn't tell you that you have to leave your house. That just tells you not how to do it. It doesn't tell you that if it was done in your house, that you have to leave your house. With regard to this. What's that? So the mashmaris of the Mishnah Berurah is that you have a chiv macha, and if you weren't meicha, in a case where you weren't meicha, that's even in a case where you want to leave the room and you're going to go to a different place, you're not going to be nene from it. That's the mashmaris. Is that in a chanam the chur, if your mom is not being nene from it, then what's the, since you could be nene from it. Mashmaitz from the Mishnah Brewer is that even if you're not planning on meeting Nana, you have a chiv macha, which would mean that also you wouldn't be allowed to tell him to do such a thing. Yeah.
You came in without asking
anything. Yeah, it turns on.
So you're not
living in
the house.
You could
try to avoid being
Nana. You're not being Nana because I'm moved to leave. Alt Minas Chasidus, maybe. That's Alt Minas Chasidus, if you can do that. That's for her, the Nana Minas Chasidus, to show that you're not being Nana from it.
Why
are you bringing this to the Nara Chasidus? I don't know. There's another Nakuda here, which it's going to come up a bunch of times, and we're going to discuss it, Bezo Hashem. It comes up a few times in Shin Zayin more than here, but really in Reish Ein Vav Tav Daled, where the Ramah talks about being meicha, when you have to be meicha, you're allowed to be meicha. The shayla of being meicha when a guy is going to do something in your house. Mishnah Berurah says here in Tzivkatan Yud Aleph that if a guy is going to do something with your neiris, with your anything in your house, he's going to turn on your washing machine, your lamp, that's mashmoyeh. We'll talk about this case. He's going to light a candle for you. You have to be meicha, even if you're not planning on being nene, because he's doing malach in your house. You have to be meicha, so it shouldn't look like you were matavim. If that's the case, yesh lain ma'isim b'chol Shabbos, that people ask the guy, there's a light in the house, on, in a bedroom, and you want to go to sleep. You can't go to sleep, so you call the guy, and you tell the guy that it's very hard to sleep because it's light in my room. You're not being mitzavim, you're being meramis shalei b'derech tzivui, and you're not going to be nene from it afterwards because it's a negative, it's not a positive hano, like the Goyin says. But mainly there's no problem that you're going to be nene from it. Her is no problem. Be meramis. There's no dibur. There's no hanah. There's no everything. Hakol makom you have a bishalom. You have a different problem. You have to be meicha. Anytime the guy is going to do malach in your house, you have a chiv to be meicha. That you should bear in mind as you go through. There's a while you're seeing sevdal. If you want, there's a chay adam sim samach beis nishmas adam ois beis. That's very kedai to see. That's sif aleph. Sif beis. Yisrael vein Yehuda shesim v'yachem hilak in Yehuda ner. This is halacha, the din of merachas, which is brought down kofaveis kofnon aleph. That if the guy heated up the water for the merachas, and there's roiv yidin in the town, then it's aser. Roiv goyim mutter. If it's mefta mefta, then it's aser. Now let's just point out. The Mishabura points out in the Mishin Chavav that sefkoton lamerches. That roiv is nikva kafi, the amount of people that use the merachas. It's not nikva kafi, the people in the town. And that applies to any time. Any time that something is done for yidin, it's the people that generally use it. And memela, that's who the person has in mind. But even if there's 50,000 yidin in town, and there's 5,000 gayim, but the 5,000 gayim use the bathhouse, and only 250 yidin use the bathhouse, certainly we go back to the gayim, and not back to the yidin. Davar pashut. Now this klal that we go back to the Rav is not always that we go back to the Rav, like the Bir Lacha points out. Then in a case where there's a, let's go with the Mishnah Berurah first. The Mishnah Berurah says that if there was a Rav Goyim, there was 30 Goyim and 10 Yidin, and he lit the candle the Chatchila, then even if afterwards another 40 Yidin came and now you have 50 Yidin and 30 Goyim, then it doesn't make a difference because the Chatchila, the Malacha was done for the Goyim and not for the Yidin. And therefore, what happened afterwards is not going to change anything. What's the makar, says the Mishnah Berurah? Pashut, says the Sharetzion. Now, lachar is also pashut, that if he's lighting the candle for the party that's happening, and he knows that there's going to be 40 yidin coming, and there's going to be 20 gayim coming, but right now, the only people that are there are a few gayim that are setting up. He's lighting it for the people, unless he needs to light it for himself. But if he's lighting it in the hall, and he's not in the hall, and he's just preparing the hall, then he's preparing the hall for the people that are coming afterwards, and that's Rav Yidin and not Rav Goyim. Even though right now there might be more Goyim there, but he's preparing it for everybody in the hall, and he's not just preparing it for the people that are here. Now, the Be'er Halacha says that it's not just not every case of Rav is it so pashit that we go Basar Rav. If there's a Hechocho that we're going Basar the Miyat, then we go Basar Miyat even if you have a Rav, like it's Meduik by Rav Gamaliel, that had there been an Adam Chashiv that's done there, that's there, that's from the Miyat, and it's clear that he's doing it, his Iker intention is for the Adam Chashiv, then it's Pashut that we go Basar the Miyat and not Basar the Rav. Sa'ala Kula Sa'ala Chumra. If you have Rav Yidin, and Donald Trump came to see. So for sure for the president, we're lighting the... Some people wouldn't, but... That's for sure for the... We're lighting for the president, not for the 50 of them that are here, for the guy. Then in such a case, in a chalami, we go bust to the miyat, even though you have a raiv. The same thing would apply to the prima gadim, that if you have a raiv yidin, or raiv gaim, and somebody from the miyat says, and it's dark in the room, not pitch black, whatever it is, it's dark and it's pitch black in the room, everybody's just fine. And somebody, one of the miyat, calls down and says, no, Jeff, can you turn on the light already? And the guy turns on the light, George, can you turn on the light? And George turns on the light. Then, in such a case, it's considered that it's pashut, that you have a bracha, that he did it because of the miyat, and we did not go bust to the right. And we also to be nene from that malacha. Now what happens if it's being lit? Let's turn. The guy lights it for himself, and for a guy and for a yid. What's the halacha in that case? So, the Mishnah Berurah is Ma'arech here. He quotes the Magen Avraham that says that it's Aser. Medayek like that way in Tesis. And he says, at the end of the day, he brings down Mikol Mokom Nira, the Asemich Lahakal, the Raj was Madurik, that it's Mutter. Asemich Lahakal, Behidlik, the Tzerech Asmer, the Tzerech Yisrael, Kedivir Rajbur, Kapash, the Sugi Didan, Ein Limchet Biyadim. Lamayis things, Mikol, that if somebody does something for himself, a guy does something for himself and for the next him, then you're allowed to be Ein Limchet Biyadim. The Mashmois is that Lechatchil, you shouldn't be Mikol. If somebody's Mikol, that's Beseder, you don't have to be Mikha. I saw Rasul Kabunim Kohen. He goes, that it's mutalach atchila. It's not a problem. Not just an imim chayz b'yalde, it's mutalach atchila. Why? Because if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan is mekel. Even though it seems in the Pirish Mishnayis, that the Pirish Mishnayis seems lehedi to say, the Rambam, that it's aser. Nevertheless, he says, that's talking about where the ikr was done for the yid. Not the ikr was done for the guy, but if the ikr, but if it's just a guy, any yid, and you don't know who the ikr is for, then we say that the ikr is done for the guy himself, and not for the yid, and you're allowed to be named from both of them.
Was Mesta. Mesta was the guy lit it for himself, and it's another
Yidden. So, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where he lit it for himself. He lit it for himself, and
what's the problem?
What? Himself and another Yid. That which we say that a Pernoch is a Daita the Nafshe is in a case where we don't know. So we say Mestama, he did it for himself. However, in a case where he did it for himself and for another Yid, so then he's doing it both for himself and for the Yid.
Himself.
How do you know?
Because he lit it and he's using it.
So, but he's doing it for both.
Why is it in the case of Shmuel?
The case of Shmuel, we don't know. It could be that he only did it for one at the beginning. That's the Bir Lachos Tech Varav says, Kenzan Lechatchila, it was done only for Shmuel. Or Kenzan Lechatchila was done for both. And that's the question exactly what the case of Shmuel was, why Shmuel turned away, and what happened afterwards. That which was in the Skala afterwards was in the Skala that was lechatchila that he thought he did it for both of them, and it was niskal afterwards that he did it just for himself, and that's why it was mutter? Or no, he thought he did it just for Shmuel, and after niskal that it was done for both of them. So depending on how you learn, that's going to be the nafkamina la'alacha. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, in that case, where he lived for himself, b'idik t'tzerech atzmoi u'l'tzerech Yisrael, ein limchay. However, Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan is meikol, the Mishnah Berurah says you could be meikol, it's not a problem, because even the Mishnah Berurah says that ein limchay b'yaday, and the Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel, and Amar Shag, I think he brings down a few Achrenim that are Mekel to say that it's not a problem. Now, one thing which is not clear is in the entire Rikas of the Bir Halacha, as far as I recall, he doesn't speak about the whether or not the guy would have done it if the Yid wasn't here. Are we just talking about a case where the guy lit it for himself and for the Yid, and if the Yid wouldn't be there, he wouldn't light it because it's too cheap? Or whatever it is, or no, he was planning on lighting it regardless. And there happens to be either. He says, oh, you know, let's light for both of us. He had both of them in mind, but he would have done it for himself also. So we mentioned last Chabur, the Kalkalas Shabbos, the Pharisee saw in his Akdama. He says that it's Pashan in a case where the Yid would have done it regardless, that it's Mutter. When the guy would have done it regardless, I'm sorry, that even had the Yid not been here, the guy would have done it regardless. That it's for sure mutter for you to be nene in such a case, because he's not doing it at all for the yid. That's not considered as if he's doing it for, that's mamash adaita denafshe. Even if the yid wasn't here, he would have done it. He had to do it, he would have done it, and therefore there's no problem. This is kama v'kama nafkaminas. From Dumani, there's a tshuva from Rav Huttner wrote to Rav Moshe about if the guy turns on the heat in the building on Shabbos, if you're allowed to be nana from him. So what is that telling you? That's telling you the shayla. The guy is doing, let's say there's Rav Yidin here. Rav Yidin in the building, and the guy turns on the heat. The superintendent turns on the heat of the entire building, for the entire building, every day, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. Are you allowed to be nana? We should say, we go bust a Rav. That's the Mechaber says in the Sif. And the guy is doing it for the Yidin to be nana. And therefore it should be awesome. However, the halacha is that that's not the case. Why? Because he would have had to do it regardless. Even if there would be no Yidin in the building, he knew that all the Yidin went away for Shabbos. He still would have done it because whoever's left in the building, he has to do it. So he's doing it regardless of any fact that there's any Yidin there. Bechlal, this is his job that he has to do, and he has to do it. He's going to do it regardless of the fact that there's any Yidin there. The meila lachera. Any time that you're going upstairs in your building, you have a guy in your building. Depending on what shkuna you live in here in Israel, it can very well be that you have a guy in your building. And the guy goes up the stairs and he says, turns to you and says, ah, Chaim Yanko, you also have to go upstairs. Come, let's turn on the light for both of you. Let me turn on the light for both. Now he would have turned on the light regardless. He's going up the stairs, he's turning on the light regardless. Therefore there's no problem for you to be nana. Lachera, accordingly, should be that if he jumps into the elevator, the guy goes into the elevator and presses number 4. And you decide to jump in afterwards and go in and get out on the fourth floor. L'chair, there should be no problem, because regardless, he did it even in that case, he pressed the button before he got inside. Now L'chair, the thing would be, even if he didn't press the button, because he's going up anyhow, he's not going to say, oh, now that he came inside, I'm going to press the button. Other than that, I'm going to stand here all day. Certainly he's doing it for himself, and L'chair, in such a case, it shouldn't be a problem. Ramesha talks about this case of the elevator, and he's not happy. Not happy at all. He says, Bechlal, there's a problem of Marathayin, in such a case, you shouldn't do it. And he says, also afterwards, in this Galilee, I spoke to Mumchim, that Kenzan, there's a problem that also a Yid, when he goes into an elevator, it could be that he changes something, the electricity is different because of what he does, and therefore it could be Asa Medina. Not just Asa Marathayin, it could be Asa Medina. What does that mean? Shmir Shabbos Gachasa, when he discusses this in Lamed Samach Dalet, he says Betzim Mikar Dinis Moter. If the guy presses the button, then you're allowed to jump inside. If the guy's going anyhow, and this is his job, whatever it is, then and he's going up and down, then there's no problem. If you have a Shabbos elevator, there's no problem. However, there are those that are Choshish Midina, and there he says that there's a difference between going up and going down. When you go down, so then your weight is helping the elevator go down, and it's sort of, they use that electricity, they use any force which has caused any, like they have these fans, these wind combines. What? Turbines. Thank you. Turbines. They go on and it produces electricity from the wind which caused it to move. Anything which has moved very fast can help with generating electricity. The Mela, if you have a heavy elevator and you have more people inside, then when you go down, they use, it actually generates electricity that, this is the way that they explain it, since we've Matthias, if you look there, the Shmish HaLechas has an extremely long Ha'ar over here, Ha'ar Shabbos talks about this, that you, it actually generates electricity that helps for the different electric appliances that are in the area. Therefore, there are those that hold Medina, it's like to go down. Now, for those who hold that it's not a problem, for common different reasons, we're not getting into that right now. But that's nothing to do with Ma'aseh Shabbos of a guy. So therefore, we're not going to get into it right now. However, with regard to going up an elevator, be'etzem al the halacha of a guy doing a malacha for you, if he's doing it regardless, it should be mutter. The only question is of the other time that are mentioned over here, that Ma'aseh says that it's marasayim. Pashas, there could be other halacha problems of causing electricity, generating electricity. However, if somebody needs, there are very often scenarios where a person has to get the davening or wants to daven, and the only way he goes by elevator, there one should ask a Rav beforehand what to do, if he could go with a guy, if he could ask a guy to take him, the different scenarios, what allowed he is allowed to be semachon. I don't want to get into it because this aspect is specifically with elevators. Is very nitty gritty, and there's a lot of different shittas here, and therefore, since it's not be'etzem specifically related to this halacha, therefore we'll leave it out here. Now, there is a halacha over here that the Aruch HaShulchan says, and he says that if the guy is doing it, we said that if a guy does it for himself and for a yid, then it's mutter. according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's mutter. Mishnah Berurah says, Ein limchais b'yana mekilim. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Omnom im'ein Yehudi hu bebeis Yisrael, v'yedeh shebishvi Yisrael aser, v'anochri mayrim lehalek aner l'shtamish b'ayim at, l'shtamish b'ayim Yisrael, v'adei aser, de'ikr kavan aser shvi Yisrael. So he says that in a case where the guy already knows, and this is another problem that we have with Shabbos guy, that when the guy knows that he has to be mishtamish with it, so then he turns it on and he says, oh, let me see what it says in the paper. Oh, hello, John. Okay, guys, you can use it. So he's lighting it. He says, there, the case, it's pasha that the ikr is for the Yisrael. In such a case, we don't say that it's a daita dinafshein. And therefore, it would be usher for the yid to use it. Now, which makes problems by a Shabbos guy. And he says, I just want to read to you the lashon, and he says, the Rosh Hashanah says, v'nehirno, b'yaldusi. I remember from when I was a child, are you currently in Yehudi B'Shaboy return from the Tzendis Yayin Tzorof? It's not a new thing. They would ask him, when it was very late on the long Friday night, and it was dark, and the candles went out. So you call a guy in from off the street, and they say, you want a shot of schnapps? And he would say, Hayar Misharetzo. And he would say, of course, who doesn't want? We would say, we want to give it to you, but what can we do? We can't see it in the dark. We can't find the schnapps in the dark. It's too dark to see. So you light the candle, and you would have a schnapps, and then he would leave. And they would be mishtamish l'erin. V'nira de heter gomerhu bein Yehudi, she'ina rogoboy, v'leka l'mecha shemarim. It's a heter gomer. If it's a guy where there's no chash of marim, then there's no problem. Afagav the Yisrael is a baharama. Even though the Yid is doing baharama. I'm getting the guy to use it for himself, to light it for himself. He says the bottom line is, if we figure out that he's doing it baker for the yid, then it's mutter, then it's going to be aser. If he's doing it baker for himself, then it's going to be mutter. Even if he's a ben bias there. The problem is, he says by ben bias, is that generally he's doing it for the yid. Generally he's kemarim. He knows the halachas, and he's doing what he has to do to be able to get the yid, to be able to use it. But really he doesn't have any interest for himself. Memela to use a Shabbos guy in very many scenarios is not simple. It's much better to pull a guy off the street. You want to do this thing. Supposedly the Sefer did this. That's what I saw my sense. The Sefer did this. He asked Chaim to go outside and call a guy. And the guy, he says, you want a shot of schnapps? He came inside, flicked on the light, and gave him a shot of schnapps. So yeah, he flicked off the light again and left. Sefer calls him, he says, go get another guy, or the same guy, and ask him for another shot of schnapps. Kitzer comes inside, another shot of schnapps, for sure, flicks on the light. Another shot of schnapps, he's about to turn off, they grab his hand. Don't turn it off. That's not a problem. You're even allowed to tell him, don't turn it off. Once he did it for himself, that's it. Everything is mutter, that's fine. But it has to be clear that he did it. That, in that case, it's the clearest that he did it for himself, because he came inside, he wanted to flick off the light afterwards. Obviously, it doesn't matter mind he is. Pasha, then, in that case, that's mutter. The problem is in a case where there was a lady, the shiksa in a certain town that everybody used to use her as a Shabbos guy. So they would invite her inside. Do you want to have some cake? Do you want to have some food? And she would come inside, and she would take the food, and she would flick on the light, say thank you so much, and leave the house. Hakam Otemi Yom Rishonim. One guy decided that he's going to follow her. One time he followed her. As soon as she left the house, she left the building, she took all the food that she took and stuck it in the garbage can. She took the food kilo as if she's using it. Maybe she even took a bite inside the house. But she has no interest whatsoever. She came inside because she knows what she's supposed to do. In such a case, but Pasha, that's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about. That she's not doing it for herself whatsoever. She has no interest in the food. She doesn't like the food. She doesn't like challenge. She doesn't like cake. Doesn't make it. In such a case, in a Hanami, that's why you have to get a guy with schnapps. They're not going to say no. But to use somebody that knows, then lechur, but Pasha is doing it for the yid. That you have no heter. Now, the Rambam brings down over here the heter of Limchis Begoy. I think we might have to leave Shin Zion for next time. The Limchis Begoy, who is doing, I'm sorry, in Sif Beis, he brings down Yeshem the Mutter, Loimar, Lagoy, Ladak, Lainer, Lesu, the Shabbos, Shem, the Srile, the Mutter, Amir, Lagoy, Efin, Malach, Lemur, Malach, Mitzvah. And the Rebbe placed the Mechokan as far as Zoom. He brings down the sheet of the Bala Iter. There's four sheetas with regard to asking a guy to do a malacha for a mitzvah. There's the Bahag, which is the biggest, the Bala Iter, which is the biggest chiddush. You're allowed to ask him to do any malacha daraisa for any mitzvah. Then there's the Bahag that says you're allowed to ask him to do a malacha daraisa just for a mila. And then we have Taisris, the Rambam, that says you're allowed to ask him to do any derabanan, the Mokan, any mitzvah. And you have Taisris that holds that you're allowed to ask him to do, and this, the way that the Torah paskins, that you're allowed to ask him to do in Shimon Mechaz, you're allowed to ask him to do a derabanan, just the Tzarech Mila. So we have four shitas, and the Ramah brings down the most kal of the shitas, and he says, the Maaser, Rav Paiskim, it's not just Rav Paiskim, it's Rav Shitas. There's three shitas connected him. And in each shita, you have all the different rishonim. But there's three shitas that hold the Maaser connected him. Lalach Lamaisa, certainly not Pasha to be stable on this. The Aruch HaShulchan is Matmiya that the Ramah even brought it down. And he says, certainly it can't be Mekel. The Mishnah Berurah already says, Chas V'Shalom, he brings down the Shlo, the Lashon the Shlo is Chas V'Shalom to be Mekel. In such a case, Kimdumani, that the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. He says that the Achreinim are Chelik over here, and Mamela says the Aruch HaShulchan to be stable on this, which is it's a Shita Yechidah, and all the Achreinim, all the Rishonim are Chelik on him. He says, Befach, look at the Lashon of Mutiv Yushagin Vayu Mezidin that they bring down, that's why you don't have to be Meche. In Meche Biyad, Mutiv Yushagin Vayu Mezidin, Vatim, you should be Meche. And Meili says, if you could be Meche, you have to be Meche. And the Rosh says, this is my name, or they'll listen to us. Machtiz Shekel says, if it's a Safik of the listen, you have to be Meche also, says Machtiz Shekel, in this case. So if you have a Safik that the people are going to listen, then in Echonam you have to be Meche. And he says, it's clear, says the Rosh Hashanah in the Ramah, that even the Ramah himself wasn't so happy with this Kulo. Now, it's interesting to note that the Ramah quotes this three times. He quotes this in Reishan Vav, he quotes this in Shin Zayin, he quotes this in Shin Lamerchet, the Pashtas. That's the Shita that he's quoting. Either way, Lalach L'maisa, all the Achreinim are Machmer over here, and therefore we're not Mekel. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are certain cases that we will be Mekel, and that is in a case where it's a Tzurich of a Rabbim. Tzurich of that there shouldn't be a Mikshel for the Rabbim, L'stakin et Eirv, Shin Eskalko B'Shabbos, he has to do a Kshira, the Reiso, Ukedayim are these things, V'mokim Tzurich HaRabbim, in a Chanami, you'll be able to be Mekel. Now exactly where do you draw the line is not clear. And in the Brisman it's not clear. The Noid Yehuda talks about on Yom Kippur, what they used to do is they used to, before Ne'ilah, they would ask a guy to light a few candles that they should be able to sit to daven Ne'ilah. Says the Noid Yehuda, that's not the best thing. You shouldn't really do that. To be nichnas appear to the chukah b'yom hakadosh hazeh, he says, I'm not happy with. However, the best thing is that if there's a few candles, hey, you could ask the guy to spread the candles out. If most of the candles went out, if a few left, you could ask them to spread them out. So he says, however, if it's before Ne'ilah, before Tfilas Lachash of Ne'ilah, and it's very dark and you can't see, he says it's already considered a Tzarech HaRabim, to Hanach Lam Yisrael, and to ask the Goyim to light the candles. However, he says to say the Piyutim, if you already said the Tfilas Lachash, the Shari Tshuva brings this down. Shari Tshuva is bringing this down in Siman Tov Reish Chof Gimel. And Mishnah Berurah brings down the second Chelek of the Nevi Yehuda. And that is, if you already davened Tfilas Musaf, and in all that you're saying the Piyutim, all the Slichas that they say, he says, you have no heter whatsoever. His lashon is, avokadei lemer piyutim mi bikesh zoyis meyatzibur lemer bepiyutim mutav lo yemer piyutim esniches yishmu meyashmat shat v'liyatu davar ha'asav l'rega poiskim. Such a case, it's ne'ilo, you're not going to say Hashem Hashem, you know by heart, you're going to say all the esniches. Yeah, it's better not to, just listen to the shat, and don't go ahead and, not mamish, don't be simple on the Baal Yisr. We're not handling the rights here, we're handling a mirror l'nochri, which is the Rabbanan, but in Nira Nachni, that the Maisa Berger the Chayim, he says not to be Yisemach on this. He didn't even want to be Matar, that's Yisemach, Hashanach Lam, he says, and Ramela. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah, the Maisa, he brings down, he doesn't bring down that you can allow him to light the candles before it feels Nila, but he says if it's just for Putim, then they shouldn't do it. Mashmai says that he would be Mekel for Tfilas Rabim if they, to be able to daven. Rav Moshe has a shuv about this with regard to air conditioning. He seems to reckon this to be considered a tzarech gadol in Chela Gimel Mem Beis. The story there was that they turned on the air conditioner for Shabbos and then it got very cold over Shabbos. Everybody's freezing. He said people were leaving from shul. He says Rav Moshe that people should be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah and daven Tefillah B'Timur. He says that's considered a tzarech of Rabban to be able to get a guy to turn it off. Then he says Befrat that turning off electricity, lav dafka zadaraisu, so maybe it's a kenzanis for social truth, and maybe it's mutter. Maybe it's another tzad to be mekel. This we're going to deal maybe in Shin Zayin, Shvus HaShvus, how we done this. And this is really a big nafka mina halacha l'maisa of L'chatchila, the Paiskim do not want to be Samech on this Bala Iter. Even the Mokum Terech Gadol, the Shlach says not to be Samech on it. The question is exactly where do we draw the line? If it's Mamash considered a Terech Gadol, will we be Samech? Yeah, Terech of the Rabbin. Terech Gadol of the Rabbin, Shlei Kashlu, Batul of the Tzibur, or that it shouldn't be Nichshol, these things, there we find the Paiskim are Mekel. Now the question is, there's one big, big shayla, and that is asking a guy to turn on electricity. Bismanenu. Turn on a light, light a candle, that's for sure the raisa. However, to turn on electricity, to turn on the lights, to turn on the air conditioner, to turn on these lights is maybe LEDs. And these things are, it's only a question of electricity. The shayla is, what din does electricity have with regard on Shabbos, b'chlal? Is it asmi the raisa, asmi the rabbanan? And even if you want to say that it's a suffix, Kenzan will be Mekel. We find this in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the big machlokes is whether or not a Rishus Rabbim is a Daraisa. We have Rishus Rabbim Daraisa Bismanen or not. Some people say we do, some people say we don't. We saw it in the Rishonim here. It says we'll be able to be Samech with regard to Amir La'akam, which is only Darabanan. We'll be Samech on the Mekilim to say that we don't, and we have the din of a Karmelis, and therefore it has the din of a Shus Tishus. Therefore, this is a very big nafkumina alach l'maisa. What's going to be to ask a guy to turn on the air conditioner? It's boiling hot in yeshiva, and the guys can't learn. Can I ask you to turn on the air conditioner, to turn on the light? These things, is that considered a shvus to shvus? Even if you want to be machmer, but welcome to Terech Gadol, which is the pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah. However, if you consider electricity as a shvus to shvus, then we will be able to be mekel and ask Gaim to do this. There's a tshuva from Ramesh about it. There's a tshuva in Kravitz tshuvas from Eliashiv about it. Tifrach Yeshiva down south, it was boiling hot. They say that the learning goes down to 50% if they don't have the air conditioner. Generator off in Shabbos, they want to ask you guys to turn it on. Yashiv has a famous truth about this where he asked it. Many people are Mekel, Benegea too, Menchasil Chik is Mekel. We'll see that. Benegea to Shvus Hashem, and Simin Shin Zayin.